Well, indeed, yeah. I mean, what I'm expecting and what I'm looking to get delivered from the delegation, which will meet the NRA, which are now the TIA, formerly the NRA, is that they look at the major road infrastructure project and needs within the county. And what I will be particularly focusing on later on this morning when we meet is that the TIA give a definite commitment to projects such as resurfacing, restructuring at the log cabin at Drimnarong Creasla, where there has been numerous accidents this year and indeed two this week alone. And they need to focus on that. They have given me an assurance that they will. And I will be, I suppose, forcing that issue home with them, as well as issues. We know that there are bypasses needed in various towns throughout our county. There's monies needed in the Glenties to Kilrain stretch of road and Dunfanaghy Main Street, Fulcarra Main Street, etc., etc. And what I will be trying to do with all of the delegation, which will go from Donegal, which will be made up of councillors and officials from Donegal County Council, is to try to force the hand on these most, I suppose, projects in need. The NRA historically have delivered well for Donegal, and what we want to do is to continue that they deliver well and that they deliver more than they have last year, because the infrastructure needs of Donegal is particularly evident when we look at the lack and indeed there is no rail infrastructure within our county. The bus network, the public bus network, is very little to non-existent in parts. And the main arteries in and out of our county, be it from Letterkenny to Lifford, or indeed from Letterkenny to Derry, need to be upgraded, need to be made safer, and need to be made into a proper route that makes it easier to come in and out of Donegal. And that's the kind of thing that we'll be looking at.
There is talk of some progress on the A5 and hope of some progress on the A5, but there is connectivity issues to the border that have been stagnant for some time. Do you expect any commitment in that regard on the N15, etc., or is it too early for that?
Well, to be brutally honest in regards to the A5 project, it was a project that when the Fine Gael government got into power, they shelved, and it's very strange now that when there is calls and the impromptu general election upcoming again, that they seem to be taking it off the shelf, but only a little bit, and they are talking about inserting a little injection of money into it, just enough to keep it alive. And that is, I see that as an election ploy. What we actually need is a proper framework going forward. And I will be suggesting with other members that what should happen is that we work on the southern side of the border now from Letterkenny to Lifford to mean then that when that part of the N15 is opened up and made into a proper road network, that the A5, that it is natural occurrence and natural progression that that be upgraded. Merely stating that there will be money made available, albeit much lesser than would have been made available by previous governments, I don't see that as a very positive move. Whilst I welcome it, I don't think that much progress will be made on that. And I do believe that if the Irish government, the current government, want to upgrade that route, they should now be putting major monies from Letterkenny to Lifford to show that they mean business and not just lip service with an impending election.